Hello, everyone, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. It's a more than once daily dose today as we come with a breaking news episode. Kyle Dubas has added to his roster heading into the Celebrate 68 weekend, claiming forward Matthew Phillips off waivers from the Washington Capitals. Here's what we know about the 25-year-old Phillips. He was a sixth-round pick of the Calgary Flames in the 2016 NHL draft, played his first five seasons with the Flames organization, mostly at the American Hockey League level. Last season was his best season in Calgary, 76 points in 66 games with the Calgary Wranglers of the AHL. After that, he signed a one-year $775,000 contract with the Washington Capitals during the summer. And this season with the Capitals, he has one goal and four assists in 27 games. Going to be completely honest, haven't watched a lot of Matthew Phillips hockey throughout his career, but I did get the scouting report by a good friend named Hockey Troll. He covers the Caps for the Caps Chirp podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Said simply, he has good hands, has a good shot, he's hard on pucks, and he's very, very high energy. The one thing he lacks is consistency. So, seems like he might fit in really well with the Penguins. He has decent defensive metrics via JFresh Hockey on Twitter, and he is certainly undersized, listed at 5'8" and 160 pounds on NHL.com. So, the Penguins go out and they add a forward here on the waiver wire. This is the third waiver pickup by Kyle Dubas this season. Obviously, the other two being Jansen Harkins and John Ludvig. Ludvig has been pretty good for the Penguins when he's been healthy. Meanwhile, Jansen Harkins has tried to find his game, but has played consistently at the National Hockey League level. So interested to see what they do with Matthew Phillips. I would assume that you see him make his debut with the Penguins on Sunday. My thinking, and again, this is something that could be different tomorrow when the Penguins take the ice for practice, but my thinking is he slots in to Valtteri Puustinen's spot on the third line. They're similar in not just stature, but they're similar in the way that they play. They're undersized. They're a little bit speedy. They have solid shots, but Phillips brings better defensive numbers to the table. And also, he has a higher ceiling scoring-wise. He has those two over a point per game seasons at the AHL under his belt. Valtteri Puustinen has been very good at the AHL level as well. He just has struggled to find consistency at the NHL level when it comes to scoring. And with that defensive aspect of things, you know how important that is for Mike Sullivan, especially when he's evaluating young players. So my personal belief is that you'll see Matthew Phillips slot next to Lars Eller and Jesse Puljujärvi on the third line. And I've been one of the biggest proponents for Valtteri Puustinen. I wanted to see him get more opportunities. If you listen to this morning's episode of Iceberg to Go, I said I'd like to see him get a chance on the second line with Evgeny Malkin while Jake Guentzel is out. But it looks like they've brought in somebody to take that role, to take his position. Somebody that's been at the NHL level for over 20 games this season, similar to Valtteri Puustinen, that has had the similar numbers while in Washington, but I think that defensive aspect brings a lot to the table. The one thing that I looked at from what Hockey Troll sent me on Twitter, he said high energy, and that's something the Penguins desperately need in their lineup. Valtteri Puustinen, he has good foot speed. He's a pretty good skater. He has some good offensive instincts. He hasn't really been high energy. It seems like he's playing a little tentative because he's young. He's still trying to figure out the speed of the NHL. If Matthew Phillips can come in, can increase that speed, and can be high energy in the Penguins' bottom six, I think that's a good addition for the Penguins. But at the end of the day, we have to sit back and watch how this plays out. Clearly, he wasn't good enough to stay on the Washington Capitals NHL roster at this point. They were trying to send him down to the AHL, or at the very least get him through waivers so they can freely send him to the AHL. So we'll have to see what happens with that. That's the danger in making a waiver claim no matter what. But the Penguins are in need of scoring help. And Phillips is touted for having a lot of offensive instincts, a lot of offensive abilities, and a lot of offensive upside. Like I said, 76 points in 66 games at the AHL level last season. It's a similar waiver claim to what Jansen Harkins was, somebody who had produced offensively at the AHL level, but hadn't been able to really translate that to the NHL level despite playing in a handful of games at the big leagues. So I'm interested to see what they do with him. I'm intrigued to see how he fits with the Penguins. Maybe that change of scenery gets something going, lets him catch his footing, and that fresh start in Pittsburgh is exactly what he needs. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. It's not like the Penguins haven't had success with undersized wingers with a scoring touch. Connor Sherry, Jake Guentzel being a prime suspect. You look at, you know, Brian Rust falls under that category as well. So maybe this is the next in that lineage. Maybe this is the next in line for that. And that would certainly be a great find for the Penguins. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. He's a waiver claim. He's coming from Washington. And he has one goal and four assists on the season. It'll be intriguing to see what he does. I'm excited to see what he does on Sunday because I would assume he's in the lineup. But at the end of the day, Pens trying to make it work, trying to figure things out. Kyle Dubas makes a move, claims Matthew Phillips off of waivers from the Washington Capitals. But that's going to do it for this quick breaking news episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.